So just some opening thoughts on today's game.
Certainly a game we put together a better second half, but I think overall we weren't as connected as we'd like to be on both ends of the floor. We came out, I didn't think we were talking as much as we needed to, so we made some mistakes to let them get going in the first half. And then offensively, it took us a while to get into playing through our concepts and making the extra pass. So something we'll certainly have to focus on and be better on better tomorrow. And then I think the biggest thing of the game was the rebounding. They out rebounded. We knew they were a good offensive rebounding team, and we allowed them to do that. So certainly things we need to improve upon.
And then I think it was the 15-minute mark, like the 6-minute mark in the first half. You guys went or was scoreless. What do you say to the guys when it really just doesn't seem like the ball can get through the
Yeah, I
net?
think you still got to look at both sides of the floor. I think during that spot, during that time slot, we were getting stops, just not rebounding. So it doesn't allow us to get out in transition and get some easy baskets. And then on the offensive side of the floor, we just got to get back to playing how we play. I thought there was a lot of times we didn't play through our concepts. We didn't get the ball moving side to side. We didn't share it. We were just holding on to it too much and trying to go one on one, which we got to play the way we like, we practice, and that's that. We just had to get back to that.
Yeah, on that note, there was a very clear difference between the first and the second half. How would you rate your first half performance?
Poor. Not very good. I think if you asked anybody in our program, they would say that was a bad half for us. Again, on in regards to rebounding, defensively, offensively, second half we were certainly better. But I thought we made some mistakes, especially defensively down the stretch, picking up some bad fouls. And then again, just not as connected as we needed to be offensively when there were times to make the extra pass. Again, things that I think what we do, we just got to get back to doing.
And then at the end of the game, Jonas did have a couple of big plays, a couple of big steals and buckets. How do you think he played today?
Yeah, I thought he definitely gave us some energy defensively. I thought Miles Brewster did as well, came in and made some defensive plays for us, which is what we always say. Well, when we're in a little bit of a slump, coach always preaches, go out and make a play on the defensive end, go out and make a rebound, go out and make a play for somebody else. And that gets the energy going for our team. So I thought Jonas certainly, took that challenge and tried to make some plays defensively for us down the stretch.
Yeah, I had a very similar question about Jonas, how well he played, especially in the second half, through his defense and especially his points on transition, leading to a couple of very, very close scores between your two teams. How important do you think it is having a guy who like Jonas Harper, a guy who's experienced, a guy who knows his role and plays it very, very, very well, and a guy who is capable of leading a team on a stretch like that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. When you have older guys who have been in situations like this, they know how to try to get us going, how to give the team a spark. And then again, that's usually an energy play on the defensive end that might lead to a fast break layup or lead to a fast break three. But the thing he does, Jonas does, and again, he's been through it. He just continues to play, every just make the next play and focus on the next play, and especially on the defensive end. He always stays really locked in there. So he made some big plays for us there.
Yeah, I'm all good.
You're good. I have two more. You kind of touched upon this a little bit, but what do you think sparked your second half turnaround? What specific do you think was the big difference between the first half and the second half that you can really pin down?
Yeah, I would say the first half, I thought we really, we didn't rebound. So we weren't able to get out and go. I thought the second half, our defense picked up. We were able to rebound the ball better, which allowed us to get out in transition. And we're a team that likes to get out in transition. That kind of fuels us. So I thought that was the big difference, to get some easy baskets, and it allowed us to go on some runs.
And final question, despite the loss, there was a lot to look up to, especially in the second half. What are some positive takeaways that you had from this game?
Yeah, I think, like you said, the second half, we certainly played with more energy defensively. some guys really worked and took on the challenge to help spark us and communicate better and get us more connected on the defensive end. We fought, you know, we were tougher on the glass in the second half. And then I thought we had some better offensive possession, but we were more connected in the second half. So we got to build off that, you know, and put two of those halves together tomorrow.
All right. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.